White Horse woman, Shawn LeBeau, also known to community members as Shawn Lamb, has been found after a search by relatives, friends, community members, and officials. Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe Law Enforcement released a statement this afternoon saying Lamb was found deceased late last evening east of Timber Lake. She had been missing since Saturday the 17th. KIPI is waiting to hear back from Cheyenne River law enforcement officials and or the Dewey County Sheriff's Office. Lamb was 55. Two Indigenous candidates advance in Wyoming and Alaska primary elections. The two Native women candidates vying for the seats in the U.S. House won primary elections this week in Wyoming and Alaska, earning them a chance to be the first Native women to represent their respective states in Congress. Lynette Graybull, Northern Arapaho and Hunkpapa Lakota, was announced as the winner of the Democratic Party primary in Wyoming. Mary Peltola Yupik earned a chance to represent Alaska in the U.S. House. If both Graybull and Peltola win in November's midterm elections, they would both be the first Indigenous person to represent their respective states in Congress. People all over the nation this month are raising awareness of a growing suicide epidemic in the U.S., including Rapid City officials. The month of September is National Suicide Prevention Month, and at Monday night's City Council meeting, Mayor Steve Allender proclaimed the month be dedicated to raising awareness in Rapid City. Suicide is one of the leading causes of death for Native American youth. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.